Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Popping congregation. You know what? We're going to switch it up a little bit because me and Morgan have been chatting this
been
whole
chatting.
Time.
We've so, been chapping and yapping.
If you're not familiar with this podcast, this is Scam Goddess. I am Scam Goddess, a.k.a. Lacey Mosley. And this is a podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Sometimes we love them. Sometimes we hate them. We'll see. We're on the ride together. Let's get to the main event right now, which is Morgan J. He's an amazing musician, comedian. You've seen him on MTV's Wildin' Out as a semifinalist on NBC's Bring the Funny, and was featured performer on the Comedy Central digital team. Yes,
oh, yeah.
Love that. Check out his comedy special, Live at the Village, on iTunes, YouTube, and Spotify. You got three different platforms that you can get into that. Also, he's doing stand-up on tour. Go to MorganJ.com to see where he's in a city near you, and you're absolutely going to want to because we have been talking this whole time, and I was like, we have to start rolling.
That's
so.
Right.
I know this is going to be a hit episode.
That was a good intro. You brought the like that energy that like YouTubers bring, but in a nice, earnest way. You know what I'm talking about? People on YouTube be like, guys, what's up? Welcome to this video. You know what I mean?
It's like, ooh, and I've been watching a lot of that.
Yeah.
Also, I always say, congregation, please welcome Morgan J. I told you, this is the chemistry is off the charts, so it's just going to be like,
that's
we're
me clapping
going.
For myself.
Yes, and this is energy. Don't y'all hop y'all motherfucking asses in my comments again trying to say I'm hitting on my guests, because I'm. If you saw my post on the Insta.
Maybe I'm hitting on the host. What do you think? We don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on. I had Sashir Zamata on, and like.
Oh, yeah, she got her special coming out too.
Yes,
yeah.
It's fantastic. The first woman I watched, she did a screening and I watched it, but I love her. I've known her for almost a decade, and I was fresh off of therapy, which I told Emily, don't ever schedule a podcast recording after therapy again.
Oh, really?
Because I was like, first of all, I was talking hella sleepy, and I was at home doing it on Zoom, and I was like, oh my god, you're just so beautiful, and everybody thought I was trying to like get in her pants, and I was like, it got to the point where I had to cuss everybody out, and then my fan
are you bi?
I am.
Okay.
Why you put the quotes up like that?
No, I said I didn't do quotes. I didn't do quotes. I didn't
the
do
disrespect.
Quotes. I didn't do quotes. I just did the one. I said, because I was like, should I? I like,
it was
can
like the one
ask?
Quote, but on both hands.
I was like,
put
no,
up both your
no,
index
no, no.
fingers. That's what Morgan
no,
did to me.
I said, are you bi?
No, it's fine. We should be the most disrespected. We are the most annoying, especially the women, like the cis women who are bi, because they always got a boyfriend and they always are very loud.
My girl
okay.
identifies as queer, so I don't.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I just, everyone in my life basically is gay.
Yeah, I mean, if you work in the arts, people do, like, I went to theater school. I mean, everybody a little gay, you know. And also, you know, I talked about this on stage. You know, now I think, like, girls kind of like it if you're a little gay. Just like a
oh
little
my God,
bit.
I love it if you're a little gay.
Just a little gay. Like, maybe you kissed a guy.
Oh.
Maybe you got head from a guy once or twice, you know. Or three times, or maybe all the time. You know, I don't know. But
my thing is that I keep dating men who are not a little gay. They're just
they're
gay.
Super gay. Oh,
and
okay.
Like, I feel like I'm the layover. And I'm like, I want you to be a little gay, but you need to be gay for me as well. Like, I love it. But like, please want to be with me. But then they'd be like, actually, like, I'd be like vacationing with men that I used to like make out with in college and stuff. And now it's like me, them, and their partner.
I mean, I was like,
you're not getting rid of me. We're just not going to be romantic, but I'm hanging out.
No, I think most guys are down to experiment. More, well, not most, but more are than before. God, I have guys coming in my DMs all the time trying to give me. Can I say suck my dick or?
Yeah, you can say anything.
They're in my DMs like, and they're also very nonchalant about. It. They're like, man, girls are a drag, right? they're like the worst sometimes, right?
Man, why they gotta throw us under the bus like, trying to see where you at?
No, for real. They're just like, why don't we hang out? Like, just watch some videos together. Maybe, you know, jerk off in front of each other or something.
Vaginas, right? Crazy. Anyways, like, we both got penises.
I'm saying it's like that. And so it's very funny. It's very
interesting. I love that. Yeah. No, yeah, I totally get it. And you know what? There must be something about me. I know there is because I've dated too many. Like I'm cool with queer men, bi men, but like men who just wanted to be with men. And they were like, you know what? After me, they were like, I'm done. I'm done with the vagina. Oh, but like a lot of dudes like will come on to me and be like, oh yeah, I made out with somebody. Or like, they just like, I'm not even asking though. Yeah. They know that's like something that I'll be like, yeah, I like that. And right. How do they know that about me?
I don't know.
It's like they slide into your DMs and they're like, oh, you know, vaginas, let's stop that. What's going on with
life
you?
Life is an adventure, you know?
It is. Like, and I always say there's somebody of any same sex that could take you down. Like, oh, yeah. There's so many men or, you know, cis, like, het men who want to be like, oh no, I'm so straight. Like, my everything is straight about me. Like, I don't even, when I smile, the straight nah. Like, you know, like, but there is like the Rock. I don't know, there's some man who could take you down who you'd be like, I don't know. Okay,
who's a guy that I would date in the industry that's like really fine, right? You know who I'd be gay for is Paul Newman. I look, he's an older, he's
oh,
like a really
yeah. The
handsome
one with the
dude.
Sauce who also had the sauce.
He had the sauce and he's just a cool guy. He's just like, hey, I'm gonna sell salad dressing because on a bet.
And like, they be busting.
It's so good.
He had all the sauce. He had the sauce and the sauce. No, Paul is fine.
Paul's fine, yeah.
Marlo Brandon.
Brandon. Why are we, Marlo? No, you got it. You got
is
it right.
That, did I get it right?
Brandon Marlo. I don't know. I went to Marlon Brando. Marlon Wayans. No.
Hey. No, but yeah, he could take
fine,
it. He
yeah.
was taking everybody down.
He
was so
you know, the rumor is that him and Richard Pryor hooked up.
I heard that.
I believe that.
I could see it.
I believe that.
Artists, how do you not hook up with Marlon Brando?
Like, oh, it's right there. There's like
so
a whole screen on there.
Aggressively fine.
Oh my God. I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
Yes. I was.
No, he's
like,
really good.
Saw somebody who looked like him. I can't even say that because y'all gonna
but he
out
got he really let himself go. It's unfortunate how over like he just really like
I don't think he let himself go. I think he just was partying so hard back in the day.
I mean, I guess he just liked food.
I mean, he liked everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those cases where like sometimes you just need to die a baddie. And like, but I'm glad that he lived to be a non-baddie. But you know, like when you die a baddie, like you're just always a baddie forever.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think about that. I'm like, maybe if, when I start to like.
You got to watch his movie. You got to watch the movie where he gets butter and he like fingers his girl. With,
oh my God, Morgan,
finger.
Where are we? Okay, Morgan, the first thing we ask on this
I'm
podcast,
telling,
I knew he was going to derail
crazy.
This shit from the second that we shook hands. And I love it. We always ask on this podcast, what is your relationship with scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed?
I outside of like getting
run
the,
any scams.
Well, yes. Yeah, so outside of getting the you know the casual, you know scam likely warranty.
Yeah, that's me. Pick up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I've been running. So when I was promoting my comedy special, I was running like I would make these fake posts. As a matter of fact, I have it in my to-do list to do a fake post about like me getting a phone
now
call.
Now you got
my
crime on the to-do list.
I got crime on the to-do list.
In my notes app, I have do crime.
No, but just to get people to click and get people to know about the special, sometimes you really got to like throw this in their face because I've been promoting my special and my tour for the last 4 months and people still don't know that I'm coming to their town or what I'm doing. So I did this.
Live at the Village.
I did this post mm-hmm. about how all of the streamers said no to me and I made up these email. And like, look, they did say no to me. They gave me all great feedback, but like I made up these emails that I had my assistant like doctor and I like was like this person at you know cc.com or Netflix. I can't email them directly. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had people DMing me after I posted this with all the fake emails like, hey man, so I'm gonna be releasing my special. Do you think you could like give me the contacts for these things? And I was like, I don't have them. I had to like,
can you give me Mr. Netflix email?
I that's exactly what it was like. And then we did that, and so we're doing another one where I'm gonna get like a fake phone call from my manager, and he's gonna be like, hey, we got you an interview with Rolling Stone, and then but I didn't, and you know it's gonna be like a whole thing.
I love an underdog story. Everyone,
yeah, everybody does. That's why I'm doing these like kind of fake posts and stuff. And then The main scam, though, is this agenda about, like, love, like you should be married or have a house or have a baby or this or that. And I got friends, and I got friends who are divorced now that I knew in college. I got friends who are, who have babies, who I'm not gonna, like, they don't seem like.
The thing about, there's like, a covenant. There's a scam covenant of people who have babies, where when you have the baby, you can't be like, damn, I really wish we had have this baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like,
they want you to have the baby.
Right.
Come with us.
But then you, yeah, exactly. You got to be like, oh no, babe, having a baby, there's nothing like motherhood, that my child living outside my chest, my heart, you know, everything. Yeah. And then once they get you to the other side, then they be like, come over for wine and bunco. And they be like, we hate our kids.
No, truly. Like, they annoyed it. Like, they annoyed the hell out of us. It's just.
But you know what? I know it's ups and downs with everything about parenting. And yeah. Shout out to y'all who have kids, because
I mean, what's the,
I was
the,
had at 21, and my mother, I was definitely a disruption.
You had at 21?
I was unplanned, baby.
Yeah, my oldest brother, my mom had him at 18 or 17.
But I will say that, yeah, like... traditional lifestyles and like societal norms are a scam. And yeah. I think a reason why they're so heavily like enforced is because it is like this kind of misery loves company thing. So if I signed up for this life that I'm trapped in and you're not doing the same, and this is actually going to circle back. So you hitting, but it's like, now we got to punish you. We got to, you know, stone you in the town square, because how dare you looking all happy over there frolicking. It's like we all become, I think we all start off as SpongeBob, yeah. And if you live long enough, you become Squidward. And like I used to be like, Squidward is such a he's such a hater, and now that meme where Squidward's in his house looking down at SpongeBob and Patrick, and they're like, yay! I'm like, that's me. I get him. I get why SpongeBob and Patrick got on his nerves.
I get it.
Yeah. So, but I'm also not gonna like. Bring anybody down. I want everyone to live their life.
I'm not going to name any names, but I was describing my relationship to some cast members on the show that you mentioned earlier, and like how my girl and I, we have like this open thing, and they were like attacking it so hard, like just like coming at me. Meanwhile, like everybody on the show got a side chick or a side piece and a baby mama and this and that. Everybody's really nice. I'm just saying, like the point being, you know, It's like
you're doing the same thing, but you're being ethical about it.
I just told my girl straight up. I was like, if you don't, I understand, like, I really love you. If you're not into it, I totally understand. But right now, like, I'm only going to be like an up and coming comedian once. And like, so she's been really cool about it. And she, you know, she's hooked up also.
And that's my thing. It's like, you can't be like, I get to do it and only me. It's like, that's why they want to have side pieces, because they want to be the only one cheating. Right. It's like, no, if we both cheat, let's, or not even cheating. If we're both open, let's both be open.
You know?
But they'd be like, no, the door is closed on your side. It's just open on mine.
And that's not fair.
Right.
She's got to get hers. If I'm gone for 3 months, or she's working on a TV show for 3 months in Atlanta, or
right.
It's not, you know.
I love that. I love that. And I like that, like, I like the ethicalness of it. Like, that's my jam.
I heard somebody in another podcast say, because they had a similar situation, said, I'd rather work through jealousy than dishonesty.
Ooh, okay. You know what I mean? Bar. I agree.
You know?
Scams! I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you can be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits. And you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new. Okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that, because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with
to use. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Let's get into our first segment. Jesus, what's hot in Farad? So you know what? I want to keep on. I know you said Live at the Village, like you talk about like romance and love a lot.
Yeah.
And so like, let's keep on that like vibe, that wave. And I need a fake name for this person. We don't care about gender. It's a construct. But this is a segment where we warn you guys about popping scams in the zeitgeist. More often than not, we get a letter from you all. So snitch on your friends and family at scamgotaspod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes. Fuck up your bag. Amen. And now I've given you plenty of time, Morgan, to think of a fake name.
Oh my God. We'll just say Reginalda.
Oh, Reginalda.
Reginalda. It's like Reginald, but with the A, because it might be a girl name too. Yes. Reginalda.
Reginalda gives me like, your dad is like an NBA like basketball player and just refuses to let the legacy go, but can't have
it's like George
boys.
Foreman. You know how George Foreman did, right?
Georgina, yeah.
Georgina,
he also
George,
has several
yeah.
Georges, right?
That's right. That's
how
right.
You going to have several George Juniors that are all your kids? Like, yeah. Excuse me, sir? But also, like, I kind of love that because Georgina. If your dad is like the grilling machine, I don't want to be not George Jr. too. Like,
shout out to him though. I mean, I didn't see the movie yet because he has a movie yet. We can't really promote movies right now. But
no,
but,
yeah. Oh, I didn't even know he got. It's about the grilling.
It's
about.
It's not about the grill. I heard
it cooks on both sides at the same time.
I heard it was tough to get through, but his story is really cool.
Oh,
because
it's wild, right? He's like lost children. There's been like a lot of drama,
and then he became a grill king.
Yeah,
which is. What a life.
He really is a grill king because, like, I remember my dad was so excited to get a George Foreman. He got the big one and the little one. And wow. He would bust it out on the kitchen island and be just grilling machining.
Like, it's just like really like a panini press, basically, right?
No. It is.
Really
it is. But,
it is, right?
For some reason, because it's George Foreman.
It's a George Foreman grill.
Who pitched that to him? Because I know somebody came to him and was like, no, we feel like this is going to work.
That's like a Hail Mary. Like, your career's got nothing left and your agent comes to you like, hey, I got one last offer. It's a grill. It's probably a panini press, but they're going to put your name on it.
And why do we love it so much? Why would we like, oh, I'm about to beat my meat's ass?
He sold. Look at it. He sold it hard, too. He sold. Look at him.
Look, he got his fist. Oh, wow.
I mean, I feel like most people know him more from the grill than from boxing.
This was like the air fryer of my parents' time.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a great analogy.
Yeah. They would put sandwiches, chickens,
wait,
steak.
When were you born? What year? How old are you?
Why are you trying to know my business?
I'm just wondering because, like, I was a kid.
I'm a young millennial.
Right, I'm 36, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, now I'm younger than you.
Well, then not great.
not crazy younger, but...
You know, I feel you.
No,
33.
Wow, you're guessing too high.
No,
this is insulting. I'm black.
I know. Okay, 20.
I'm like Ponce de Leon. You better start guessing like 8. 20, I'm 8.
26. 26. I have no idea.
Oh, no, no, no. You already down bad, but we'll fight later. We'll fight after the show. I didn't tell you that sometimes we do throw hands on our guests in the parking lot. No, but yeah, the grilling machine is such a beautiful scam because he literally was like, you can grill anything on here. Ice cream.
Did he say that?
Cake.
No, he didn't. That's funny. You funny.
I love it. It's so random. But so Reginalda. Excuse me.
The third.
Reginalda the third says, I want her to be the third, and it's like all her sisters are also Reginalda, yeah. Like George Foreman. So Reginalda the third says, I have a story of falling for a pretty common scam. It was the kind of scam that's been described here, and then there's a link to a Business Insider article, How to Spot Dating Site Scammers on OkCupid and Tinder 2015.
And so Reginalda, I'm assuming you saw the Tinder swindler.
Yeah, you think I'm sure Shimon?
I'm sure you did a whole episode.
Before the Tinder Swindler came out.
We were already talking about it.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I've been like, we gotta figure out how to stop these people from, after I do an episode, it's always a doc. Shonda Rhimes is ruining my life. We gotta start buying life rights. Reginalda says, I wouldn't ever think that I would fall for this kind of thing. This is how and what happened. I love the lead up here. Okay, what happened, Reginalda? Let's get into it. So Reginalda says, I was on a dating site and I got a match who messaged me and pretty quickly wanted to do a video chat. Okay, to me, that sounds like on the up and up.
That sounds straight.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, maybe the scammer is just so sexy and they're like, that's how I get them. Video chat immediately. Yeah. So it says, I wouldn't normally have done it, but I was especially bored that day. And I was pretty sure the video chat, in quotes, was just a pre-recorded video. And to be honest, it was pretty, it's like a pretty hot one. Oh.
A pre-recorded video on a video chat?
Like, see, this is why I don't date. Like, you telling me I gotta have, like, sizzle reels for romance now?
But how does the person...
Coming soon, my pussy, to a theater near you. What? No! This is too much. I'm already tired. So the person chatting kept pushing me to turn on my camera, show my penis, etc. They would turn off their cam, begging me to turn on mine. Eventually, I gave in. I was at least careful enough not to show my face and crotch at the same time. Okay, now if you go, but you can't show both either.
See, I don't fall for the scams because I would put my whole, I'm like not shy. I'd be like, it's me, you know. but I've heard about this before, and they probably wanted some money from them afterwards, so they're gonna release it.
I know it says that's what it's feeling like. Yeah, let's see, yeah. Morgan. So even though I was extremely skeptical, and I just didn't see how they could take advantage of me, they didn't know anything about me. But that's when the scammer revealed their plan. Basically, it was some guy in the Philippines. He did a reverse image search of my dating profile to find my Facebook and my friends' pages. He demanded hundreds of dollars, or he would send a video, one segment with my face, another segment with me touching myself over the boxers to my friends over my boxers excuse me to my friends and family members. Then he showed me a live video of him creating a fake Facebook profile with my photos and posted a link to the video he had of me, basically threatening that if I didn't pay him, he would add my friends under the fake profile and they'd all see the video. Anyway, okay, first of all, this wouldn't get me because
I'd be like, do it.
Also, like, blackmail is never the scam to fall for, y'all, because if you pay them once, who wants to stop them to come back and be like, you know what, I need another $100. Otherwise, I'm about to put you rubbing them Calvins all over your granny page. Okay?
I dare somebody to release my tapes. It's going to just make my career better. That's all I'm going to say. Like, my career's going to pop off.
Morgan's gonna get more emails like Pornhub rejected me too, y'all. Live at the Village, Pornhub didn't want it.
They wanted to keep us down, but I stay up.
Stay up and up in the video.
Exactly.
A metaphor. No, I mean, I will say I don't send nudes. Like, there's one person in the world, I think. No, absolutely only one person. And it was like mutual destruction and never my face.
Was it a guy?
It was a guy.
And so y'all, did he send stuff back?
Oh, he was sending way more stuff than me.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like seeing that? I'm just curious, like what, like how much, like, or was it like?
I'm not send me that.
You know what?
I've only done it twice. That guy, a lot with that guy. And then another guy, but only with that guy because I didn't ask for it. And he sent me a nude that definitely was like a stock image nude that he'd be sending out all the time.
Wait, but it was him though.
Yes, it was him.
Well, the thing is sometimes people be asking.
I don't want an old nude. I was like, hold up today's paper.
Oh my God.
I literally was like, hold up today's newspaper.
It's like, I'm at dinner. I'm at Thanksgiving right now. What do you want me to get hard right now and send you a photo of this?
Yes. I don't want no recycled nudes. What, I look like Greta Thunberg of nudes? No, you better give me a fresh one, okay? Hot off the presses.
That's right,
okay, if you're going to do it.
I just pull one from the portfolio. You know?
Right, you got a catalog.
The best ones, you know?
Yes. I know, I don't want a coffee table nude. It needs to be fresh. I want it to be thirsty. Okay. I want some things to be off about
it. Up to
it.
Date.
Yes, I want the lighting. Date. Terrible.
Okay. Under the dining table. You're like, all right, I'm going to do it real quick.
Right.
What are you doing under the table, Morgan? I'm just
don't worry about it.
Don't worry
yeah,
about
the
it.
Flash. Just so overexposed.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's how I know it's real. That's the only thing that I like about it. It's like kind of like authenticity. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, this is for me. But I rarely send them. I get asked a lot. And like,
you seem like you come from a good home. Your parents are in love. Like, I don't even know why you're going to therapy. The rest of us out here, like, with crazy trauma.
I couldn't raw dog life anymore. I've been okay. in therapy for 3 years and I thought it wasn't working, and then I had a huge
breakthrough. But therapy is something that's a little bit of a scam sometimes.
It can be, absolutely.
I stopped going to therapy.
Really?
Okay. I was going for like 3 years and I just was like, we've covered everything. We can't really do anything else.
Oh man, no, that's what 3 years in is when, because I started going to therapy for something that I can't talk about legally.
That's fine.
But it was free for a long time because it basically they're trying to keep me quiet. But,
oh shit.
So we had to get through that. And then after we got through that, it was like, oh, let's work on me. And then working on me, the one thing they don't tell you, if you get a good therapist, that they don't tell you is that therapy sucks. Like, if it's actually working, it's the worst. Like, you're like, because as soon as you think you have a breakthrough, life is like, oh, hey, bitch, let's see. Let's yeah. see. Let's try it out. You got boundaries now? Let's fuck them up. See how you stand tall.
Well, you
got
to be honest. I mean, I think my therapy went well because I was like, I come from a better. You just got to like really go in there willing to share. If you're not, if you're, because yeah. some people lie, they're not honest with their therapist.
No, I'm very honest.
Yeah,
and also I just am very aware.
Can you describe your therapist? Is it a woman? Is it a man?
Yeah, so it's a black woman. She's also from Texas. She's also a cancer.
Are you from Texas? Where are you
and
from?
She has great hair. I'm from Frisco, like Frisco. North of Dallas.
Oh, okay.
It's where the Cowboys Stadium is. That's yeah. how I identify.
No, I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to Texas
Ooh.
Next month doing a bunch of shows.
Oh, there. You're going to have fun. They're going
to Dallas. They love me. It's popping off.
I was about
gonna
to say,
all
gonna
the shows are going to, I've already been there. They're going to sell out. So
yes.
I'm excited about those shows. Yeah.
And now people are demanding that I go to Dallas. They're like, when you come to Dallas? How about December? We know you always home in December. I said, not y'all trying to schedule.
You should do it. Dallas is fun.
It goes crazy.
I mean, I did Addison, which is like right
I know exactly where it is.
I did the Addison Improv, and it was so, I mean, I had a good night that night.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like two things. Okay.
Had a good night that night.
But so ending Reginald's story, I the news wouldn't get me. I'd be like, post them. Because, like, again, y'all, blackmail is not a scam to fall for, because they can yeah. just keep coming back over and over and over again. You got to be like, do it. Because they don't make no money if they do it. Okay, so what? Go weird out my uncle. Like, do it. Do it.
I feel like if you tell them to do it, they're like, damn, I gotta like do all this paperwork.
Right.
I gotta, like, make these
for
profiles.
No money.
I gotta post this stuff.
I gotta go add your. Oh my
I gotta
God.
Like do admin work now.
What's your granny middle name at least? Shit. Now if I gotta yeah. do the blackmail. Yeah, no, there's no incentive. They won't do it. So it says, anyways, I basically let him on like I was going to pay for about 8 hours. I sent fake screenshots of a Zoom money transfer. What is XOM? Have you heard of that?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what kind of money transfer
XOM?
That is. XOOM.
Maybe it's like a Bitcoin thing. Who knows?
It's just, it's not, it's giving Cash App. It's giving
yeah.
crime.
Yeah.
It's giving Western Union.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Zoom is a PayPal service?
Oh.
Not PayPal being like, we will do shady deals, but not on our PayPal, but on our other one.
This is like deep, deep, dark web
right.
stuff.
This is pay side chick.
Yes.
This yes. is, not pal.
This is back.
We're not
back
that
page, backpage.com.
Right. Pay acquaintance.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Pay. We went to middle school together. Zoom. Okay.
Hey, send me this link. I got to make an account.
Right. Because okay. I want shady deals.
Yeah.
I want money sent to me. So Reginald says, I convinced him that there was no Western Union near me and that Zoom was a second choice. Once he realized it was fake, I called the bluff and blocked him. As far as I know, he never actually did anything. I attached a screenshot of part of the interaction. If you want, I can try to send the entire transcript. Not transcript. I will look at this interaction just a little
do you,
bit.
Do you think like that person went to their friends and family like, just so you know, like this might happen. I don't think like
just don't open any links from the Philippine Facebook,
yeah.
the Philippines just in general. Just to be safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The message, the inbox is gonna be titled Lumpia, and then it's actually gonna be my Lumpia. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm sure
that's a cut for if you know what Lumpia looks
oh, yeah,
like.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh. Listen, I have Filipino family members. Also, I am gonna read a little bit of this because Reginaldo, you was horny. Because why did you even file for these messages?
I know.
This message is from the scammer. Show me your dick now. I'm getting cum, please, off your pants. Off your pants. Off your pants. Why were you? Damn. This person must be sexy.
That's what I'd be saying.
You'd be saying off
like,
your pants.
Get off your pants now.
Off your pants for sex now. And then it says, show me now. Let me see it again. Now tell me, do you want me to delete the video or not? Or I'll start to share this to all your family and friends. God damn, they jumped to it.
They elevated quickly. They escalated so quickly.
Oh my God, my neck just broke.
Imagine you're in a bedroom. And imagine you're in a bedroom and you're getting hot and heavy. Like, let's go to the bed. And then they pull out a gun. Like, immediately after that, they're like, now give me the money. You're right. Like, wait a second.
How did we get here?
That's so quick.
Let's finish before we get there. Damn. It says, I will share this to all your family and friends on Facebook. I got your Facebook friends, so I can easily share this to all of them if you try to dare me. Delete it or not? ?
Damn. You know, there's actually a profession called a findom. Have you heard of findom?
Yeah, it's financial doms. You know what? Scam goddess is actually a colloquialism for findoms.
Oh, and really?
Yes,
oh,
because okay. I didn't know it, but in the very beginning, before I took it over and made it mine, on Twitter, calling myself Scam Goddess, men would be like, I want to be your pay piggy all the time. They would tweet me like, I want to be your pay piggy. I was like, what is this? And then I searched Scam Goddess, and Scam Goddess is a name for findoms.
I love that.
Technically, that is what I am.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm just going to read the end of these texts. It says, the Reginaldo says, LOL, I didn't show you anything. This is fake. And then the scammer says, you show your dick. Just the fucking grammar is killing me.
You put a little sauce on it. You show your dick.
You say, you show your dick. I got your dick. And so then this Reginaldo says, okay. And then the scammer says, in all caps, so what now? ? Answer my call. Then responds again, answer my call. Just off your camera and let's talk about how to delete the video.
Okay. It's funny.
Because now the scammer's like, because Reginaldo was like, I'm not doing this. And the scammer was like, all right, well, call me. Call me back.
Can we just figure this out? I need like $100. Like, if they just asked for $100, I'd be like, yo, if you're doing this, things must be bad.
Right. Can we figure this blackmail out? Come on, like, now. Yeah. The blackmail was going so well earlier, and now we're off the rails.
Getting desperate. This person's getting desperate. That's a bad blackmailer.
But I also love it. I love, like, not giving up and being like, come on, we can work this out. Just let me blackmail you a little bit. How about $20?
Yeah.
15.
Did you see the video of that guy who walked into, like, a Korean nail salon trying to rob them, and nobody cared, and he just was like, give me the money. And everybody was like,
nobody paid attention.
And he just walked out like embarrassed. It was embarrassing.
I'm going to put that video.
I
think I'm going to post it do it in the live show for one.
So funny.
I cannot imagine that type of rejection. Like, romantic rejection, fine. The first thing we have to have in common is loving me. So if we don't have that in common, I don't feel rejected if you don't like me. Yeah. But if I try to rob you and everybody like, Dusty, like they just on their phone.
Played out. Sorry.
And if I remember correctly, he had like something, he had on like a jacket and had like the fake gun sticking through the pocket. Was like, give me the money. And they were like,
sorry, bud, we escaped North Korea. I don't know what you're going to do.
Armed robbery is really hard in inflation. We're in a recession. Everybody's like, I don't know, kill me, bro. But make sure you kill me because I don't want no hospital bill, okay?
Right.
Shoot me good.
You be negotiating with the robber. Like, can you just like take the wallet? I need the phone. Like, I can't be on another plan.
You want some polishes? Take OPI-15. You know? It's almost out. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you, bro. You want a Gel X nail dryer? Like, please get out of here.
How much money do you think we have in here, really? You know, is this the video?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is in Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's very Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, this is the video. Oh, my God. This is so funny, dude.
This is just for our own enjoyment.
Yeah, they're so un...
Everyone is so unbothered. Here he comes. Yep, see? He had to hit
the...
He got a bag on his hand. Hello? Give me all your money.
Yo, bro picks up the phone like, hold up.
Bro making appointments while they're trying to rob. He said, you want a 215? What you getting done? Manny Petty?
This robber gave up on himself. You know what I mean? He gave up on himself.
People still painting nails. They like, you want paraffin? Yeah, $10 extra for the massage. Damn,
he's like, I'm hungry, dude. Let me go get some food.
Oh, man.
That's such
man.
A funny video.
It's so sad these days. You can't even rob nobody no more. Well,
he's like, they're not paying me enough to do this. To rob. It's my job.
Oh, yeah. Man, I feel bad for that. I've been seeing lots of very funny robberies. If you were at their live show, you saw some very funny robberies. I think New York, I'm going to give y'all this video because it's so funny.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
So let's get into my favorite segment here, Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Morgan J with a famous con caper, group of criminals. We don't know yet. Criminals. Ay, Dios mío.
Hablo español.
¿De dónde eres?
Yo soy brasileño, pero mi padre es de Argentina.
¿Soy brasileño?
Mi padre se nació en Italia, pero mudó por Argentina. Mi madre es de Brasil. Ellos conocieron en Nueva York y yo soy the dude from Ratatouille.
Ay, Dios mío. Not the dude from Ratatouille.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I could see a little bit.
Are you Spanish?
If he was fine.
Are you like Dominican?
No,
or?
I am just black and I had a lot of Mexican women in my life as a
child. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and they taught me Spanish. And like, it was funny, I lived in Miami for a year and everybody would be like, hablo español como mexicano. And I was like, that's how I learned and I'm not mad at that.
You sound good.
Y'all racist as fuck.
You sound good.
Vive la raza. I'm a Chicano. What's up?
Let's
go. Let's get the palata man out here and go. So, but... You know, it's funny. You're the first Brazilian that I've ever liked.
Oh, really?
Everybody knows on this podcast I got beef with the whole country of Brazil.
No, you do you?
Yes.
Why?
Because for being as ethically ambiguous as a lot of you motherfuckers are, experienced so much racism from Brazilians.
That's so weird because if you look up race in Brazil, it's different than any other country in the world.
Yeah. I had people who look like me. I was like, bro, we both niggas. How you call me a nigga with a hard R, bro? We both niggas. What are you talking about?
So for them, it's like a money, it's like a socioeconomic thing.
Yeah.
There's like rich black people and there's like poor, there's also like really rich white people and really poor like not like white people.
I mean, just like America.
That's true, but that's true.
We so tired out here. I'm gonna post that video of the European dude roasting America. You know, the one where he tucks his money in at night.
Yeah.
He was like, I wake up and I sing the national anthem. Like, he roasts us. He was like, then I go to get breakfast. Oh, no cold pizza. Like, it's so funny. I'm gonna post it on the ground.
I'm just trying to bring Brazil a good name now. I gotta
yeah, wow, you're the first.
You've been to a Brazilian restaurant?
You're changing me. Yes, I've been in a Brazilian restaurant.
I've had Fogo do Chão?
Yeah.
Or like, okay.
You know, like a fogo de...
Fogo do chão.
Fogo de chão.
Fogo de pão de queijo.
They bringing all the meats around on the sticks.
You drink?
Yes.
And caipirinha. Oh,
I love caipirinhas.
Oh, they're so good.
There's my favorite drink. The lime, the cachaça. Yeah, oh, la blanc cachaça, my favorite.
If you go again, you got to have a passion fruit.
Caipirinha. Oh, I've had plenty in the Hamptons, yeah, baby. Okay.
Oh, my God. So you connected.
Yes, I did. That's why I was so hurt when they came after me.
I didn't realize I was talking like aristocracy over here.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know?
No, yeah. There's really like a huge iCarly fan base that's from Brazil. Like, they treat iCarly people like they're like Michael Jackson over there.
Oh, okay.
So when they hired my black ass, they just started calling me nigger a lot. Like, a lot. And then when I edited that, they was like just calling me monkey. It was wild. Like, every platform. Dedicated.
Oh, my God.
So they know I got beef with them. I'm never going over there, Brazil. I'm never going over there. Well, not even for New Year's, and that shit look lit.
Well, New Year's really is lit.
And I want to go see Jesus. Y'all pissing me off. Anyways.
Oh, the Cristo?
Yeah.
Tour?
Yes.
It's cool. I'm going to live there for like a month or two, I think, next year.
Maybe I'll go incognito. I'll swear a hoodie and sunglasses.
Come visit me. I'll show you around.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to come dressed like the Unabomber, though.
Okay.
I don't want people to see me because they beefing with me, and I'm beefing with them.
Okay.
It's up forever. But you know, you're special, Morgan. So let's get into it. So our historic hoodwink today, we're talking about in June of 2023, so fresh, Michael Protzman, I'm not going to say that last name ever again, but Michael, every Michael is a scam. Y'all know this. Not. Look at this man.
Oh my God.
Is he on a jet ski on land? Oh no, this is a motorcycle.
He's the kind of guy you walk into his house, he's like, let me show you my knives. I got this knife collection.
And they're not katanas. They're like, you know? They're like OG stabbing knives.
That looks like a snowmobile.
Okay, Judith says it's a snowmobile. It's giving snowmobile. You but know, he's on grass, bro. Wherever he is, this is not where this should be.
He's in the fields. He looks like he busts quick too.
But you know. But you know what I do like about him? It's giving city girl energy. He was like, look at me. Look at me on my motorbike for ice. My
but you
ice
know,
bike.
His guy friends are like loving. You know, the thing is, I've traveled this country. Like, if you wear camo hunting, he's not wearing that right now, but you know he owns that stuff.
Oh,
if
for
you,
sure.
But if you're wearing like camo hunting gear in LA, people are going to be like, this dude. They're racist. I don't like them.
Yeah, it's a warning.
But if you wear it in these towns, you're like, you fuck in that town.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that, but like,
no,
you do. You fuck.
You fuck, and then afterwards you give me some good, fresh venison.
Like, exactly. Like, yeah. For real.
Yeah.
No, it's a different vibe out there. They like that. It's yeah. Like, if you have that.
I've had venison in a friend's garage in high school. Like, I'm from Texas.
I guarantee you in like a couple years, Louis Vuitton or they're going to come out with some like hunting, like high fashion hunting clothes.
Right. High fashion hunting. Listen, I was army pants and flip flops in high school. Like that was
I
the.
Like that.
Yeah.
We Cargo? Were
on, yes. That yeah. Was the girls wore it. The popular girl, Jenny, who was my friend for a long time, she always had on army pants and flip flops. So I wore army pants and flip flops. Like we did
look.
What we had to do. So he's Michael Protzman. Now we're going to take a hard left turn with the rest of this sentence. The leader
he's
of
dead.
A QAnon cult. Yes, he is dead, y'all. We do know this time for the first time in the history of this podcast. I do know when somebody dead in the beginning. I normally don't. Y'all know I don't read the research beforehand. Shout out to Caitlin Brand. Shout out to Judith. Shout out to Sam for editing this shit. But yes, the leader of a QAnon cult that believed the Kennedys were alive died in a dirt biking accident. Now, that is a hilarious way to go. I'm so sorry. I just don't want to go on anything fun. I can't die on anything fun.
I want to die surrounded by my
loved
ones.
A hot air balloon, embarrassing.
Battling over my estate.
Yes, because I'm a have a will, but I'm gonna hide it somewhere.
I hate this fold. He's like looking right at me. I can't even keep looking at
him. Yes, I want like a Tyler Perry-esque reading. I'm gonna hire some background actors to show up and be like, I was her long lost daughter. Yeah. I want drama. I want fights. I need that. I'm gonna hide the will. It's gonna be like National Treasure, like to find it. I want mess. But a dirt biking accident, no. I need to be like in a hospital or at home, comfortable.
I'm trying to think what the threshold for you, like what's the most exciting way you could die, where it will be okay.
No, if there's nothing for me, I need to go. I don't want to go slow.
What about if you're in a yacht in Miami and it just like goes down? You go
no,
down
that's so embarrassing.
It's embarrassing?
Yes. Do you mean the last thing that people going to see is an Instagram video of me throwing ass on a yacht and then I'm going down like the Titanic?
I mean, when you think about that submarine thing, that was a scam. Did you talk about that?
Oh, hell yeah. That was the live show. And
really?
I cracked that scam because Stockton Rush was out here criming. So, He died in a dirt biking accident, the leader of QAnon, Michael Prossman. But his life began, and perhaps even his death, contributed to a scam after a scam, earning him a rabid and well-paying following, right? So let's talk about Michael. Michael was born in 1963, the same year John F. Kennedy was shot.
It was a different time.
Yeah. My auntie is actually in that video when he got shot, because I'm from Dallas.
Yeah.
And she's like this cute older, or not even older, but she's like a cute little black woman, and she grabs her cheeks when she sees him get shot, and she's in the video, in the black and white video. Yeah, because the girls were showing up for John.
Of course.
They were pulling up when he was in that, with the top down.
Of course.
Okay, he was daddy at that time. I love that, like, presidential sexy, just like any, like, because D.C. is like Hollywood for ugly people. I once said that to someone from D.C. and they got really mad at me. And I was like, I'm just talking about politics, not
right.
You. The DMV is full of sexy bitches.
No, you're right. No, honestly, I mean, I don't want to throw any hate on DMV, but when I was out there doing shows, I didn't find no talent out there.
No. Okay, we got to broaden your audience because the baddies are out there.
Yeah.
Pretty Girls County? Are you kidding? They have a song about it. Pretty girls, ask them what. Yes, come on. So, I love y'all. I love y'all. I have a lot of friends from D.C.
D&B gonna come to me.
Loafing, lunching, getting the carry out, mambo sauce. I'm here. So, I'm a culture vulture, but I'm black, so it's cool. For the last 14 years, he ran his demolition firm, Eclipse Demolition, in Federal Way, Washington. I love just making your passion tearing shit down, okay? Very much easier than building, okay?
You tear everything down but a statue, you know what I mean?
Right. Amen. Honestly, like, Habitat for Humanity, can y'all get, like, a tearing down version, too? Because I don't think I would be good at building a house, but I could knock that bitch down.
100%.
For new housing.
Or I'll print it 3D with a... That cement shit.
Let me know when y'all need to paint. I'll come in and I could paint a little baseboard or something for freedom. So as of 2021, Eclipse, which was his demolition company, that's a good name for a demolition company too.
That is a great name.
It went into administration, meaning the company was in so much debt that it entered a legal process that appointed an administrator to fix its practices without going under. Now, how do you go into debt and knock a shit down? Okay, I get it, building it, but come on, knocking
it down.
I guess
they gotta carry it out because you gotta get somebody to remove it.
Maybe. I'm like, don't you just run a truck into it?
Maybe they hurt somebody by accident. There was a dog inside, I guess. I don't know.
Not a dog inside. We are speculating so much. Yeah. So the same year that Michael launched a Telegram channel under the handle -48. So Michael was like, my business is flopping. Let me start a new business. Serial entrepreneurs are my favorite scammers. So no, Telegram Messenger is an encrypted instant messaging app. So an app for crime, like a WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Love. So on that in that channel, Michael promoted a number of QAnon and anti-Semitic conspiracies. Now, damn, Michael.
Come on, Michael.
Can we just leave Jewish people alone, please? They don't really be bothering nobody
at all. They really don't.
Their whole religion is like, they don't even convert people.
They don't
even
want us to be a part
like,
of it.
They're like, leave us alone. We minding our business. Don't even come over here, okay?
Truly, truly.
I think one day I might convert.
You know, they're like a cat. They're like, we don't want you. So you're like, well, maybe I do want
right?
to be Jewish. What do you guys know that I don't?
Right. The chosen people. I want to be chose. I think I need to be chose. They say you got to knock like, what, three times?
I'm going to temple right after this.
Right. Listen, L'chaim, okay? Let me get over there.
Mazel.
Yes, okay? So, Michael... we don't fuck with you. And I knew we weren't good from the first sentence. So, he had, like... a conspiracy theory that he claimed could predict the future using a fake version of Gematria, a Jewish numerology system. So how are you using a Jewish numerology system while being anti-Semitic? That just doesn't...
Who has that joke? He's like, if you want to be racist or anti-Semitic or whatever, you cannot eat the food of the culture you are racist. I think it was Felipe Esparza. Like, you can't... You don't like Mexican people? Well, guess what? No more tacos for you.
Ever.
You don't like Chinese people? No more, you know...
Never. Don't go to the carryout. Ever.
You know.
But and yet they don't. Like, it's because they're obsessed. That's why I'm like, when racists get like swastikas and tattoos like that, I'm like,
you're
so pressed. Right. You're so obsessed with me that you got a hate tattoo so you could let the girls know.
That means that means you love them.
You love me.
Because ideally, you want to be in love with somebody that they love you so much they might kill you.
Right.
Isn't that what it is? Isn't that why women like murder mysteries and shit? Like, they like murder mystery docs and stuff? Because they just want somebody to love them so much that they'd
like,
want to be...
God, you're so obsessed.
Yeah.
I got to get into that. Because when people start loving on me too hard, I'll be like, what's wrong with you?
No, push it. Yeah. I had a girl. I moved to LA for a girl like that.
Ooh.
But I'm also like that, so.
Ooh. I'm not like that. Huh. Oh, but I like it. I like
no,
it
I mean
it
like I mean like she would push me away the more I tried to.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, that's how I am.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah
yes,
yeah.
I love to be a challenge, and I also love a challenge.
Someone hurt you. Somebody hurt you bad. And they passed on whatever they had to you. Like, not like no, in a, an emotional
not
way.
Not a who hurt you.
Yeah.
No, I'm working on it in therapy. Yeah. So he used his fake version of the numerology system to apply numerology to Bible passages, linking QAnon phrases, Christianity, and conspiracy theories around the Kennedys. He also claimed that blood type O is a marker for the Christian bloodline and that the New World Order is trying to hunt down that bloodline by DNA testing COVID-19 PCR swabs.
This guy's making so many connections.
What a sentence.
Bro, I was making so many connections. Imagine talking to him at a party and you're just like, it's just one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, no, so the New World Order.
Cool,
and then,
cool.
But a PCR swap, but also O negative and O positive, or just O?
Listen, I'm going to go check on the hummus real quick because I'm going to go hit the bathroom and then my girl's around here somewhere. I got to go find her. But I'm going to look into what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, I get it. Go off. So Michael rapidly gained prominence by using his number system and web of lies as the majority of proof to support the lies that he told his followers. From March 2021 to November 2021, his channel members rose from 1,700 people to 105,000 people.
Yo.
Now he getting AdSense. Not only did he gain an audience, Michael gained a deep loyalty and worship from thousands of new followers. It's so wild to me that I love some people who are like, I refuse to do actual factual research because it's just not fun. But yeah. They will do research on YouTube about just like the spiciest, weirdest shit.
It's amazing what people will buy into. It really is. And I have as my following grows, I'm realizing that what you like, it's kind of scary, like what you can, like what you say. And like, I don't know, I have nothing interesting to say about this except that it's crazy.
Yeah, parasocial relationships, I talk about it, I joke about it all the time, and it's slowly starting to happen to me still.
Yeah.
So Michael wasted little time using his newfound fame to not only spread deeply anti-Semitic content, but QAnon lies surrounding the theory that John F. Kennedy and his son JFK were still alive. In addition to using these lies to earn loyalty of his new following, Michael used them to earn, guess it,
earn
money.
Oh yeah, money, of course. Yeah. I was about to say pussy. I was like, I'm so
wow,
sorry.
Wow, your mind is very one track.
I told you
today.
Everything is, I don't know. Everything is there. I'm smitten. That's all it is. So
the Kennedy lies, according to the teachings of Negative 48, that's Michael's company, Jesus Christ married Mary Magdalene and had four children with her. Their descendants went on to become a number of famous people, most importantly, the Kennedys. According to Michael, John F. Kennedy and Jackie O were the physical reincarnation of Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
What?
Their son, JFK Jr., is the Archangel Michael, and Donald Trump is the Holy Spirit.
They're reaching. Can I say that they're reaching?
Oh yeah.
Also, there is a theory that Jackie O is like an alien. Some people think she's a little bit, but then again, she's a little bit odd though.
They reaching so far, no like shoulder disconnecting. Like, wait, this is crazy.
Look at Lyndon Johnson in the front. Is that Lyndon Johnson in the front? I think so.
Yeah, because they don't let you ride together anymore, right? If you're president and vice president.
Well, now that's why they got rid of the roof after that. That's why it's always like a limo that's like, because you can't get shot in the head.
Right. Goodness. So in November 2021, Michael convinced hundreds of his followers, I remember this, from across the United States to travel to Dallas, where he claimed that JFK and JFK Jr. would reappear at Dealey Plaza.
Oh, I do remember. Mm-hmm.
Remember this?
Yeah, I didn't hear. Okay, this, no, I know. Okay.
The spot where JFK was assassinated.
Yeah.
They were destined to ordain former President Donald Trump as the King of Kings.
Oh my God. A lot of people showed up, right?
Yes, a lot of people showed up. And imagine like your guy, your King of Kings being Donald Trump, the man who just houses McDonald's. His hair is literally cotton candy whipped every morning. And he's, come on now, that's your king?
And I think about what happens after it doesn't happen. Like what they wanted to happen doesn't happen. They got to go home and they have to like convince them. They have to like make an excuse of like as to why this didn't happen. And their whole identity is attached to this.
It's like that robber we were talking about who got ignored. They're like, damn, this, okay, we're going to get in our cars. What is that car ride back like?
In the 2001 Honda Fit.
Yep, with Ford F-150.
Yeah.
Just quiet.
3-inch lift kit on the, in, you know, because, you know, going to park your truck on the lawn.
What do you do? I know they felt so dumb. Or maybe they didn't. So they're... As absurd as the predictions were, hundreds of QAnon followers began gathering as early as the day before Michael said to gather. So they were getting there early, like this was like a Michael Jackson concert.
It's like they're at a GameStop waiting for Grand Theft Auto 6 to drop. He's gonna come.
But it's the Kennedys. And also, what if the Kennedys did come back? What are y'all gonna do? What happens after that? What do y'all say?
Yeah, what do you do?
They're like, to see you.
One of the Kennedys is running for president.
Yeah, he needs to stop.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah,
he really needs to stop. stop running. Stop immediately.
Yeah.
We don't need it. So Michael and several of his followers simply went to a nearby Rolling Stones concert where several claim that they met Michael Jackson in disguise. So now Michael Jackson is in it. Okay. Cool, because this is when when the Kennedys didn't come, they just went to a concert. They were like, let's go see the Rolling Stones instead.
Yeah.
And then also meet Michael Jackson, maybe.
I mean, his music slaps.
So we have Michael here in a tinfoil hat in a hotel lobby in Dallas. Wow, he brought back the OG conspiracy theories. I haven't seen tinfoil in a minute. Is that Reynolds Rap? Sponsor Michael. He did.
This guy came out of the hotel with tinfoil on his head, and people were like, I'm here for this.
Yeah, let's follow him.
This is legit.
Let's go where he's going. Because, when you see somebody in a tinfoil hat.
But he's also got like a Johnny Depp scarf on here. You see that?
And what do you think
that's about? That's a very weird choice for the tinfoil, the Johnny Depp. It's like very at odds.
This is conspiracy clashing.
It's clashing.
It's power clashing.
He's making a statement.
And he's just wearing a regular t-shirt. Like, what is it giving? Where are we going?
He's going to Six Flags. I don't know. He's going to an amusement park. He's going to his nephew's, 6-year-old birthday party. That's what he looks like.
Oh, this is like a Drag Race workroom project where they give them like a box of shit.
Yeah.
And this is the best he could come up with. He was an influencer.
The one straight guy on Drag Race.
He can't sew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bracelet on. I don't know what the bracelet is. It's like a Fitbit.
Why? Everything about the steps. This. And he got on Costco jeans with
I do feel a little bit bad about hating on this dude because he's dead now, but.
No, I don't. It makes it even better.
Okay. All right. For sure.
I love it.
For sure.
Look, if you was bad alive and you bad dead, you still bad to me. Mm-hmm. I hate when bad people die and people are like, he's dead. Like, we don't have to say bad. I'm like, I will be tap dancing on that grave, bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing TikTok challenges on your grave. Can't wait. Instead of being dejected, several followers felt even more hooked into Michael's scam, with several saying, I am so energized and I feel amazingly positive about this. And I think Dallas was a great success. I'm so proud of Negative. That's the organization, Negative 48. And the people that went there. They're like, even though nothing happened.
We're proud that you showed up.
Yeah. I kind of love, I love this about
I'm upset for everybody
energy.
Who showed up. I'm like getting anxious thinking about this. But I'd be so furious.
Rich people and poor people alike, they have this pride about not being stupid sometimes. So rich people get scammed and never fucking tell you because they think if I tell people I got scammed, then they're going to think I'm stupid.
Yeah.
And some poor people will do the same thing. They're like, no, we loved it. Yeah, nothing happened that was supposed to happen. But it, honestly, it's fueling us even further to find JFK because it felt like he was going to come.
I wish I knew this was the story because I literally was writing a song last night about internet trolls.
Really?
Just describe. It's gonna be a bop, but anyway,
ooh, okay.
I wish I would have brought the guitar. I would have sang to you and everything.
Oh my goodness! I would have got serenaded.
You would have got. You still could get serenaded.
Okay, I'm gonna have to put this in my ears. Yes. So following the Dallas gathering, Michael's conspiracy simply shifted to suit his needs and predictions while keeping his following hooked. So he just pivoted. He was like, okay, JFK actually just running a few years late, but he gonna be there, don't worry. Now we have the following. So he spent the next 18 months attending Trump rallies across the country using a following groupies.
By the way, does Trump support this dude? Is he with this?
Trump supports anybody who supports Trump.
Yeah.
If you're on his side, they're together.
Okay.
Until he sucks you dry and then makes you a husk like Rudy Giuliani.
He's really gonna be into debating and running. You think this is crazy?
I mean, from jail too. I want him to be on CNN and they'll be would you like to accept the charges? Georgia State Prison. It's it's me, Donald Trump. I'm calling from prison. Hillary Clinton should be here, not me.
I don't think he's going to see a day of jail time. That's the thing. That's
hell no. It would be too embarrassing for America.
It would be.
But I feel like a president in jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they're putting on a show to be like, y'all, please don't do what he did again. He really took it too far, but they're not going to. Mm. Yeah, they're definitely not going to put him in jail. Although it would be funny, and I would love it.
Yeah. Shane Gillis is, I don't know if you like him, but I just watched his new special. He was talking about, like, if they roll him out like Hannibal Lecter on stage. That was his joke. He's like, how crazy would that debate be? And he's got, like, the muscle.
I want to be in cuffs. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Straight jacket, like, you're stupid.
Our candidates this for 2024 are just so down bad. I'm so... Joe, like, Joe Biden, he just running... His whole campaign is like, look at me looking alive as fuck. Like, they even styling him different. They're really? Dressing him, like, younger. His fits have started to, like, really go off.
No tie, just a jacket.
Yes.
And, like, I'm a chill guy.
Y'all look up that... He had on, like, a tan, like... peacoat the other day and like a sweater and some pants, and he was looking fresh to death, but alive, fresh to alive.
Fresh to alive. He's 80.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I know they're talking about how he's old, but like Donald Trump is only a couple years younger than him.
Yeah, Donald Trump is also old, but he's also evil. So he got that virile oldness about him where he get out of bed like, who can I fuck over today?
He does look good in that, though.
Yeah, right? Like, he
looks fantastic.
He's really eating. They got him in some... They putting this shit on right now.
That's a Seeking Arrangements profile pic. You know what I mean?
Daddy.
That's an Ashley Madison profile pic.
So he has groupies, Michael. He has groupies who are paying for his accommodations, his food costs to go to these Trump rallies, and upgrade, like, because Michael was living his car the month before the first trip to Dallas, and now he's got the groupies, like, really, like, sugaring him.
He did this from his car. That just goes to show, guys, it doesn't matter whether you live in a car, a van, an apartment with no windows. You two can start a subreddit that will tell people to come to a city in Dallas to see a dead president.
Yes. All you need is like a very prominent white man to surround all your shit around, and mm-hmm. people will get into it. Reagan, where are the Reagan conspiracy theorists? Y'all bring him back. Like, come on. There's so much you could do.
Tall white guy in a room is unstoppable.
Woo! Don't let him have a full head of hair.
I got a friend who's 6'4", full head of hair, deep voice, white dude.
He's deep voice?
Yo, I'm like, he works in marketing, of course, so every idea he pitches, they're like, that's a good idea.
He's a walking billboard.
He cannot lose.
He can do no wrong.
He cannot lose.
Listen, if I was a tall white man with a deep voice, I would be out here robbing banks all the time. And I feel like they would just give me the money very chill. I wouldn't come in with a gun. I wouldn't write a note. I'd just be like, hey.
You would convince them why it's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't even think it would be a robbery. I'd just be like, hey, I need to withdraw $30,000. Like, no account number.
I mean, that's what Bernie Madoff did. It's a Ponzi scheme. All of
yeah.
it is,
oh, you know? He's one of my favorite. Like, yeah. Charles Ponzi walked so Bernie Madoff could fly.
Did you like the WeWork one, too? The WeWork?
That I almost, did, and I also worked in a WeWork I at did one too. Point. Yeah.
Oh, wait, but he's like starting another company.
As he should. Billy McFarlane already sold out the fucking Firefest. I'm pissed. I gotta get tickets. Oh, I gotta man. Be boosted on the ground.
Oh, there's been some good scams you've been caught. Oh my Ooh, god,
juicy
scams.
I want to go there. So Michael, he got the girls sugaring on him. Despite his prediction after prediction failing, Michael was able to convince numerous followers to abandon their families to follow him, and even tap into their life savings to support their travels as well as his. He said, ladies, leave your man at home, okay? The Knoll is full of JFK. And are your pockets full grown? Because I need them, okay? And all the fellas, Leo, girl with your friends.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the Trump rally's jumping. Yes!
JFK gonna come back again.
Donald Trump, orange bitch. Like, yes, let's go.
We're dropping it next week.
We are. So, questionable financial advice. We're wrapping this up. In addition to like encouraging his followers to save money to fund weeks long stays in Dallas, he did a lot of this shit in Dallas. Yeah, it's up.
Dallas,
I know they were
popping.
Having a good barbecue, where he continued to predict the return of the Kennedy. So he was like, y'all, you just have to stay here long enough. Don't miss him. He gonna come.
He's gonna come.
And you gonna miss him. Yeah. So Michael also pushed them to invest in foreign currencies.
Oh,
you gotta get into the coins. So under the pretense that
that's so different from what he's talking about. How do you jump from that? He's like, look, I know he didn't show up, but buy money from
get some Ethereum.
Like, what is that? What does that have to do with the other? I don't know.
Listen, what's your blood type? And also Ethereum.
Yeah.
And also JFK.
He's going to show up.
It makes sense. You're not thinking hard enough. Your third eye's not open.
Also, milk is also a scam. Don't drink milk. It's like...
Like, what, sir? Just anything. And
do
I
you ever
love
do
that.
Anything about that? Like, I'm trying to write a song about how, like, milk is the goat and everybody's an imitator, like oat milk and pea milk. Like, are the...
Pea milk?
Like, they make the pea out of... they make the milk out of like peas, not urine.
Oh,
like something
like
that.
I was like, what?
Have you heard of, anybody heard of pea milk? I'm not crazy. No. They sell it at Ralph's.
They sell it at Ralph's?
Almond milk, pea milk.
Ralph's is the grocery store where you might have to fight outside.
That's what I use. I use it in my smoothie.
Wait, do I know? I know somebody who has a brand of milk.
And this could be them.
Oh my God. I'm gonna shout. Listen, Eric, I'm gonna
sorry, we
figure
got totally
out what your
out
milk
topic.
Is. No, I love it. Pea milk. Okay. I didn't
Eric,
know about pea milk.
I wanna know about your milk. Sus. Sus.
Paul Newman. You gotta come out with a line of milk.
I like that.
Yes. So anything. He can say any old thing.
I hope I've been a good guest. I know we're
you're
wrapping
fantastic.
Up. I'm like, so, not, I'm like also, I know I'm like flirting a little bit, but I'm also like in my head, like, am I doing too much? Like,
no, you can never do too much okay. on this podcast. Right, I love doing the most. Okay. It's my favorite okay. thing to do. Right. So that's my hobby, doing the
I don't
most.
Know how you're single. You're so charming and nice and pretty
oh,
and stuff.
Thank
so
you
know, we got to work. Keep going to therapy. You got to, you know.
No, it's not because I'm fucked up. I'm very healed. It's just, okay. I think I don't like dating. Like, you're telling me I got to go out here and do fucking murder roulette.
You don't have
and
to do
like,
that. Oh, well.
And loser roulette, and stranger roulette. And like, for what? I hate meeting new people unless it's work. Like, I hate it. Small talk kills me. How many siblings do you have? I want to jump off a bridge.
Do you think you, well, that's another podcast. Right? I'm like interviewing you now. Like, I'm like my shit. All right.
I love it. No, we'll talk. Okay. But yeah, so he's like, get into like investing foreign currency. He says that there's going to be a great financial reset coming. Michael ordered his followers to invest in Iraqi dinars.
No, wait. Like a
D-I-N-A-R-S. What is that?
Oh, that's like the...
Oh,
money?
It's money. And Vietnamese dong. And he believed that the reset will create instant wealth for anyone who invested. I just don't understand how you're following the advice of somebody who's actually never been right about anything. Over and over again, you've seen that he's wrong. And you're still like, I'm going to keep going.
The bigger the lie is, the easier it is to swallow. That's what they say, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
So Michael ran classes for his followers on how to invest in cryptocurrency and ordered students to take a hydrogen peroxide solution and take bio pellets to ward off COVID-19.
This is getting insane.
To stay healthy.
This is getting insane.
He's going everywhere. I just don't understand why you would, because I remember Silver Solution was like a big thing for COVID-19 too.
Oh, yeah,
you can buy it on Amazon and they were being like, drink Silver Solution. I've actually had some. I drank some on a show. We don't strike, so I can't tell you what show. But I sipped on some just to see like what it was giving. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, why would
what did
why
it taste
would,
like?
It honestly didn't taste like anything.
Okay. And what was it supposed to do?
It's supposed to get rid of COVID. But if you drink so much of it, your skin will turn blue and you could
die.
Is it
like a beverage or is it just like something you're not really supposed to drink?
It's a solution that you can buy online. Don't buy it, y'all. A preacher like was like selling that this was like the COVID cure, and it's so funny to me because I'm like, y'all will take ivermectin, horse medicine, Silver Solution, but you're like, a vaccine? No, that's poison. Like, what? You sucking on fertilizer, talking about they got rid of your fever. This is so stupid. Okay. Anyway, everybody want to listen. If y'all want to be home doctors, we call that natural selection. So one member of Michael's cult handed over at least $200,000 to his group in various forms. So the scam of Michael's death. Now we're getting to him being dead. So according to Michael's followers, perhaps Michael's biggest scam is his death. In June of 2023, Michael died of the dirt bike accident, very goofy, in Rochester, Minnesota.
Your goofy ass.
Goofy ass.
Did you
death.
Crash your motorbike? You dummy. Oh, you're not the man.
Ooh, a bicycle and a rock killed you. No, okay, listen.
Sorry.
If y'all died of bike out there, I'm so sorry.
God,
I'm so sorry. It's
I'm
just
so
this guy.
Sorry.
We hate him. But if you died of bike, I'm so sorry. That's
he died of bike. He
so
had a
sorry.
Terrible case of motorbike.
I'm so sorry. I really am. That's like, if this is triggering, we'll put a content warning in.
But
for
going
you.
Back to like,
Judah's probably gonna take this out anyway. So. After his accident, members of his circles attempted to control any information about his condition and refused to answer other follow-up questions. One follower, Shelly Mullinax, was one of Michael's earliest followers. She got in early. Like, she was listening to the mixtapes. And she was like, I fuck
she
with
was
it.
In. She was in.
This is like your early music, Morgan. They,
yeah,
they were fucking
I'm
with
embarrassed
him.
With it. I'm embarrassed by it.
Yeah. So, never. Don't ever be. But had a falling out with him and other members of the group last year. So she was like down, bottom bitch, day one. And then she fell out with everyone.
Wait, isn't the bottom... real quick, top bitch is like the main one, isn't it?
No, bottom bitch is the one who's down, like who's been always with you from the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the top honor.
Oh, I
pimps.
Guess I thought it was like top bitch was the...
Nah,
like,
bottom bitch is the one who's down. Okay, super interesting. Down. Yes.
So we respect the bottom bitch.
Yes. Hell so yeah. That was Shelley. Okay. So she believes his death is all a part of a greater plan and that the person that died was just an evil version of Michael, not the real Michael. The good Michael, who she believes is actually JFK Jr. in a mask, is alive and well and ready to announce his re-entry to the world.
I'm so confused.
Even if JFK Jr. came back, what do y'all want him to do?
What is he going to change?
What do you want?
You still got student loans. You still got student loans. You still got credit card debt.
I know JFK Jr. is tired. He in his grave like, bitch, if y'all don't leave me alone.
What are they going to do? That's what I always think about.
That's capitalism. They want to raise you from the dead and tell you to get your ass back to work.
Like, start endorsing some pee milk.
What is he going to do? So there's been a general consensus that most negative 48 cult members believe his death was faked, or at least the character of Michael Prosman was killed. As to whether the one and only Michael Prosman is actually dead, that matters little to his followers. But according to one expert, I really think this is what the expert says. I really think this was a test run because they're taking some of the most extreme ideas and trying to test it out on people. And potentially they could try this with something much more reasonable, but still connected from reality and do it as a way of basically creating a new Nazi party.
Yeah, that's scary. No, I believe that.
Oh, because they're like, how much can we get people to believe? And I get it, because when you don't have much and you're constantly being stripped of resources by our capitalistic system as they literally try to squeeze us dry.
You need something to explain why this is happening.
Something to hold on to.
And there's got to be a reason why it's like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And it's always got to be blaming like minorities. It's always got to be something. I think it's easier than actually trying to turn against the powers that be.
Yeah, it's like Dave Chappelle was saying in a bit about like, you know, poor white people are, they're the, because like the system is built for white people. So like, they can't understand like why they're also in poverty, so they like latch on.
No, you're absolutely right. They're like, hold on, this is how we treat the blacks.
Yeah, this is crazy. So why is this happening?
And I've mentioned this before, but capitalism, like, it's gonna get everybody. Like, we're all gonna be down bad. And they used to think it was just us. And like, tipping, you know, I've mentioned this on the podcast before, it's a direct derivative of slavery. It comes from Reconstruction, when white people didn't want to pay black people to work in their restaurants and stuff, so they would ask the patrons to tip and not pay them a wage, right? And so then capitalism realized, ooh, this tipping shit, maybe we spread this out from just the Negro and just do it to everybody? And then the other people are like, wait a minute, we're now, y'all treat me like a nigga? What happened? Like, I was white yesterday. And like, so they need something to hold on to because they don't want to fight back. But it's like, it's time for y'all to fight back. Look, everybody's organizing. Let's just go fight. Fight your boss. Fight, like, throw hands at work tomorrow.
And I love the Gen Z. They're like, just like, I'm not showing up to work. Like, this is crazy.
Yes.
They like literally are like, I'm not going to do that.
I don't feel like it.
Do I have to show up on time, or is that like? Did you see that video of the girl? She got time blindness. She said she had time blindness.
So I have that.
You have time?
Yeah.
I usually account for my people, my friends, and who are, I guess, that have suffered from time blindness.
Yes.
So I adjust and I lie.
Formerly known as ADHD.
I lie. Well, look, I do believe ADHD is a thing.
It is. I have it.
But I think I do.
Symptom is time disease.
But I do think some people will use it, because they were going to diagnose me with ADHD when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the teacher called my mom and was like, there's schools for your son, and he has issues. And she was like crying on the phone. She's like, he's just a happy boy. Aww. And they never put me on anything. And to this day, okay, to this day, all right, I'm doing fine, you know, which, I do think some people will use it as an excuse, but I do honestly believe some people do really have it, and it's like definitely diagnosable.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, I have a friend who was like, he's like my age. I don't want to call him out, but he was like, yeah, man, finally I got this like legit diagnosis. Like, this, like 36. He's like, it explains a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah. It does. I am very, like, I call it ooh shiny. Like, okay. I'll be, like, about to be on time somewhere. I'll be about to, like, I'm like, oh, I got to get up and do this.
Have you ever canceled your own plans that you made with people?
Yes.
Okay, so you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. You got
it. Yes, all the time. And I love when people cancel plans on me. And I'm like, in my bed, like, oh my God, hell yeah, I can watch Modern Family over and over and over again. Thank you so much. Like, no, I have Ooh Shiny, and I will just be like, ooh, shiny, and then, I don't know, like, minutes have gone by. I plan my life, and I'm really trying to stop doing this. I have my assistant put things in my calendar, like, I tell her, don't tell me, put an indiscriminate amount of cushion time in the calendar, and don't tell me how much it is ever, because I want to be on time to things, but my brain, like, it takes me 7 minutes to drive somewhere, I'm going to leave with exactly 7 minutes to get there.
Yeah, no, see, okay. That's good. That's what I mean. Like, if I was invited to a party at 1, I'd tell you that it's at 12.
Yeah. So, and then I get there at 1:30.
Exactly. So you're right on time.
Yes.
For the party.
Yes. Except for now I've learned that with children's parties, I can't do that. My friend has a child, and I went to a child's birthday party like I was showing up to the club like a dumbass, and the children had expired. They were like, they needed naps.
And then you have a kid, they're like, we got to put him down now. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, okay, so we are at the end of the show, the saddest part where I have to let Morgan go. But before we do, Scammer of the Week. So in June of 2023, this is where we honor, if you don't know this podcast, and you probably are like, the structure has fallen apart, sis, but we're doing it.
Classic ADHD behavior.
Listen, I'm fighting you. I'm good at this. I'm fighting you. I'm fighting Eric Andre. I'm fighting just the strongest, like, derailments. Yeah. Scammer of the Week is where we honor a charlatan who may or may not be worthy of our praise. And let's just see. So in June of 2023, we're keeping on the kind of political track here. The Supreme Court ruled that a Christian graphic artist could refuse to make wedding websites for gay couples on the basis of the First Amendment. The designer, Lori Smith, claimed that, not you having my mama name.
I hate her.
I hate her already.
We have the same immediate reaction. I hate her.
Lori, and also, like, who did your highlights, bitch?
I hate you.
Like,
I hate
who
you.
Did them?
I'm sure you're a nice person, maybe, but
no,
I hate
she's
you.
Not. She is clearly not a nice person. I hate your blouse, bitch. Like, clearly you hate gay people because there's no gay man in your life to do that fucking hair, bitch, and that's why it looks like ass, okay? Like, it's giving Clairol and a dream and a struggle, okay? You could have looked on YouTube and got some Clairol to work for you, but no, because you're
so... She for some reason, I'm looking at her, I'm thinking of that. Was Sarah Dolezal? What her name was?
Oh, Rachel Dolezal.
Rachel Dolezal.
Right. Yeah. Your eyebrows are fraternal twins, and they're beefing.
Oh, no.
Like,
no,
I'm going to roast the fuck out of you. No upper lip, okay?
No upper lip.
And you could know how to draw one on. If you like gay people, they would teach you, okay?
That's right.
Manicure, dusty. Like, you look like you literally crawled
you
here.
You are ruthless.
A gravel roll.
Oh, my God. I can't be that mean.
Bitch, grow up, okay? Stop. I'm offended by you. So anyway, Lori Smith, this is the web designer. She claimed that
she looks like she's saying, like, and that's why I had to call the cops on the barbecue.
Right. Listen, Lori Smith ain't never seen a Negro that she won't call the cops on, okay? She see black people smile and her heart just hurts so bad. Seething, okay? So she claimed that she received a request from a man named Stewart and his husband to be in 2016, stating, I don't even know what the fuck that means, to be in 2016, stating, we are getting married early next year and would love some design work done for our invites, etc. We might also want to stretch into a website. So she got somebody who reached out and wanted to get her services. Lori never responded to the request, but she did proceed to file a federal lawsuit protecting her right to discriminate before she even began making wedding websites. So before she even made a Zola, the bitch was like, I gotta do hate crimes real quick before I start my career. And as it turns out, Stewart isn't even the man she says he is. So the real Stewart claims that he never sent a message to Lori's ugly bitch ass, okay? And... that his email address and phone number were likely pulled off of his public website. Not you being a whole ass stalker to, waiting in the bushes ass bitch. So
too much free time.
Too much free time. That's what hate is. It's like, why don't you get a hobby? Make pottery, bitch. Like, why?
Too much free time.
Yeah. And also, I always say, like, the people who are hateful like this, it's because they hate themselves so much that they refuse
to
look in a mirror. They looking out the window.
Literally, I should... I wish I had brought this shit.
Where the fuck is your guitar, Morgan?
I know. God damn.
So Stewart was like, I don't know her, never met her, and I don't know what she's talking about. But even more important, Stewart had been happily married to a woman for the past 15 years. So Stewart was like, I'm not...
What?
Stewart said, I'm not even gay no more. What you talking about?
She was married for how long?
So Stewart has been married to a woman for 15 years. This lady, this bitch ass, Lori, I hate that you got my mama name and you spell it ugly. Ew. I'm going to call you Miss Smith. I'm not even putting no respect on your name. Smith. Lori Smith. Her
Reginalda.
Bitch ass. Right. We love Reginaldo, though. Yeah. So Smith, Lori said that Stewart contacted her and said, oh, I need a gay website and I need it very gay and I need it like I need it homosexually right now.
Is there a way to like code rhinestones into a website? Or...
right. Yeah. Can we put poppers on the wedding website? Yeah. Okay. We just need to know. But like, so she was saying that she got this gay ass request, right? The request never came in. She stole Stewart's information and Stewart is not even gay. So she just made this all up and she didn't even do her due diligence to find a gay man to lie about. So according to Stewart, in quotes, what's most concerning to me is that this is kind of like the main piece of evidence that's been part of the case for the last 6+ years, and it's false and nobody checked it. So the whole basis of her hate case was that Stewart, a gay man, reached out and wanted a very gay website. And she said, no, that's against my very bigotry beliefs. Yeah. And so she made this whole court case based off of a lie. And Stewart didn't even know he was a part of it. He was like, Nene, why am I in it? And it wasn't until he was contacted by a reporter from the New Republic magazine that he was even aware that he was involved in a Supreme Court case.
So that's what it is. They just wanted some sort of small thing to make up. Yeah. So they can do this whole, they could even just bring it to the Supreme
Court. Like the Canadian dude who didn't get into Harvard and was like, I'm going to dismantle affirmative action. And we were like, but you don't even go
wasn't
here.
Was it Canadian Asian?
Yes, he was a Canadian yeah. Asian man. And I was like, how are you over here in black folks' business and white women's business in America? We don't know you.
Yeah.
And somehow he got all the way to the Supreme Court. But this woman got to the Supreme Court based on an imagination, like an imagination thing that never happened. Imaginary, there's the word. What's happening to me? Yeah. But this is the thing. Like evil-ass people love to make boogeymen who are after you when the real boogeyman is them. All projection. So wrapping up, the existence of an actual request to create a service is significant in the case because it helps establish that Lori has suffered some kind of harm. And it's the standing for the entire suit. So she's like, I was harmed by these gays reaching out to me wanting a website. Ow! Ow!
The guys from Queer Eye wanted to change my life. And it just...
Karamo beat me up with an email. So the Supreme Court has recently challenged the precedent that experiencing actual harm is necessary to bring a case to court. Now you can just be vibes and support the idea.
The vibe is off. Can we look at this? You know, Roe v. Wade, what's the vibe with that?
I had a dream. Much like Martin Luther King, but the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, what?
They're like an angry girlfriend waking up like, you cheated on me in my dream.
Right.
We got to get this to the Supreme Court.
Let me go through your text, but it's the Supreme Court. Yeah. So, and they supported the idea that potential liability is enough to support a legal challenge. With that, it is unlikely that the court will reevaluate its ruling as it did not indicate the request was significant in their decision. So they're saying, even though this thing with Stewart never happened, Stewart never knew about it, and this bitch wasn't even making websites at the time, even though the whole ruling is based on a lie, they're like, yeah, but we kind of like the lie, though, and so we're good with it. Like, that's where we're at.
That's how the Supreme.
Supreme. That's what they are, because they getting that cream, money, dollar bill, y'all, yeah. Okay? The biggest city girl out here, Clarence Thomas, getting flued out.
Oh, my
out.
God, yeah. Yes. He is that bitch.
By his Nazi daddy. Okay, yes. City girls crazy. Up. Crime. Oh, my goodness. Well, that brings us to the end of the show where I have to let Morgan go.
Oh, what a bummer. This is so fun.
Before we let you go, we always ask, where would you like to be found? Anything you would like to promote that you can?
Yeah, just go to my website, morganjay.com. That's J-A-Y. I got all my tour dates. I got the specials. I got two specials on there, and you just like Google me.
Yes.
And find what you want to find. I post a TikTok and Instagram every day, and I'll be the first one to admit some of the shit I post is trash. But you got to post every day to feed the algorithm. So just come see me in your city. Because, you know, I may never tour again. So I say with that sense of urgency, okay? We were just in New York a couple weeks ago. This is going to air like in October.
Yeah.
So in October, I'm going to be in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Kansas City, St. Louis, Indiana. We're going everywhere. So yes. Detroit, Columbus, which I found out I spelled wrong on my website, and everybody's coming after me for it.
We're going to be in Columbus, Ohio.
And then, oh, my God. And I'm dropping, like, some actual songs. So keep an eye out for that.
Ooh, yes.
It's my first first dabble into, like, dropping, like, R&B songs and things like that. I'm, like, very insecure about it, but
No, I get it. I sing my theme song, and I wanna be a musician so bad, but it feels like
it's scary.
It's like rappers want to be professional athletes, mm-hmm. and professional athletes want to be rappers, and comedians want to be musicians.
And I'm somewhere in the middle there because I can write a song, so we're gonna see how it turns out. I'm gonna find my sound.
I can too. I think I'm just gonna release under a fake name. Yeah, I'm gonna Donald Glover, Childish Gambino.
Do that.
I'm yeah. Shot a and then if it's asked, I'm gonna be like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Do like the that one? Was it called Gorillaz? Where they're just all animated?
Yes. I'm gonna give me one of them hats. Like, what's his
Sia?
Name?
Or no.
See, it just wears a long bang, like a nose length bang.
Yeah.
But no, the dude, oh my God, Mouse? Dead Mouse?
Oh, Dead Mouse. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get a big hat.
You can do it. Don't leave this earth without releasing all the creative energy that you have inside of you.
I love that.
Yeah.
And y'all check out Morgan. He's going to be all over the continental U.S., right. So catch your boy. And y'all, New York City is up, and it will be stuck.
That's awesome.
Yeah, October 8th at the Bell House. So y'all pull up. Oh, man. We're going to have a good time. And if you want to find me in my shenanigans and my Feeding the Algorithm, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. If you want to see all the photos, including Lori Smith, this raggedy, ugly-ass bitch, fuck her and her mama. fuck you and the click you claim. Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram. And if you want to chat with me on Twitter. All right. Congregation.
X, right?
Oh, fuck that. It's still Twitter.
It's Twitter.
I'm black. I call things what I want to call
That's
them.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. It was amazing. Yeah. So what was I going to say? Congregation. Yes, please. Y'all get out there and. What was I going to say? Y'all get out there and ride them dirt bikes.
Ride them
That's
bikes.
So mean. But live life, ride bikes. All right, we're out. Scam Goddess. This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar. And our audio engineer is Sam Keeper. Research for the show is done by Caitlin Brandt. Stay scamin'.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.